The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Victor. Well, actually, it's the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armendariz. You know, one day this show is probably going to be called the Victor Armendariz show. But until then, we're going to keep it the On Point with Victor show. This is the America's Web radio station you are tuned into. Thank you all for tuning in and listening. Whether you're listening now or later, doesn't bother me as long as you listen at some point. And then you spread the word and spread the word. And a lot of you are. I walked into a pizza joint the other day, folks, and the guy that worked behind the counter knew who I was and just is a listener to the show. That's like the second pizza joint. That's pretty awesome. And I love pizza, so it works out great. A little bout with bronchitis. And it's, you know, every now and then my voice just won't cooperate. So bear with me today. When you hear, you might hear some throat clearing. You know, we're not an amazing advanced studio, so I don't have a cough button. You know, I have a cough button when I'm sitting and filling in for Eric Erickson and some of the other big guys. But I don't have one here. So you're just going to have to bear with me, folks. And I will try to keep it to the minimum. But hey, maybe my voice will cooperate and last the whole time. So we shall see. But all right, folks. Yesterday was Earth Day. Did you celebrate? You don't want to know what I did? Here's what I did on Earth Day. I had a bonfire. I drove my V8 a few extra miles in celebration of Earth Day. And I had a big fat grilled piece of Ganges River dolphin. Now, all right, folks. I didn't have the Ganges. I did all the other things. I did not eat Ganges River dolphin, which apparently is on the endangered species list. Who knew? No, I just stuck with a nice slice of cow. A good old nice slice of grilled cow. That's how my Earth Day went. How did yours go? Feel free to email me at victor@americaswebradio.com, victor@americaswebradio.com. Let me know how you celebrated Earth Day. You know, why don't we have a V8 day? We need to, all right, I've got some crafty listeners out there. So a lot of you are really good on doing memes and different things like that. So I'd love for a listener to come up with some kind of meme for V8 day. Maybe we should push this. Let's make it a social media thing. Why don't you guys make Abby's probably all over this already. But let's make a V8 day. Let's have a V8 day, and you can tie it into On Point with Victor. Go ahead, blame me. Let media matters come after me. I'm used to it. Let the media hate on me. I'm used to it. Let the Democrats hate on me. I'm used to it. You know, the Democrats don't know what to do with somebody like me, and neither do some establishment Republicans because of, you know, me being of Mexican descent and a brown guy, but one who clearly thinks for himself. They don't know what to do with me. And trust me, folks, when I tell you that I am a nightmare for the Democrat Party, I really am. You know, if Trump's campaign, maybe in Georgia or honestly in the whole campaign, they ought to hire me. Hint, hint. Really, the Democrats, they don't know what to do with somebody like me because I'm well spoken. I'm Mexican descent. Habla español. Cuando quieres, yo puedo hablar español. I can communicate well. And when you've got somebody who believes in freedom, believes in liberty, and believes in the Constitution, and somebody who can describe it like I can, I'm a threat to the Democrat Party. It's why politicians, you're not going to hear them on this show very often. One, I don't do guests. I just don't. On the rare occasion, I'll do a guest on this show. But you're not going to hear many guests on the show, and you're darn sure not going to hear many politicians, because I am not going to sit and give my platform over to a bunch of hack politicians who just want to come on and try to raise money. Not going to do that. And most of these politicians aren't doing what they should be doing anyway, especially the Democrats. But I don't think there's a Democrat out there that would come on this show. If there is, you can reach out to me because I will do this. If you are a Democrat out there and you will sit down and discuss issues, you won't call me names or make fun of, people or anything like that. You'll actually sit down and take the points as I dish them to you. Because look, you can't argue most of my points. You just can't. But no, I'm in all seriousness, if there's a Democrat out there that wanted to sit down and debate, let's do it. Let's do it. And an establishment Republican, if there's an establishment Republican out there that wants to, come on, bring it. But you know, not many of them will, but the offer is there. The offer is there. But all right, folks. My goodness. It's tough to really put in words what's going on our campuses. But then again, I guess it's not too tough for somebody like me. Boy, it's patting myself on the back in that day. I told you guys, I've warned you and warned you and warned you over and over and over and over on this show. When I fill in for Eric Erickson, I have warned you that one of the biggest threats to this country right now is allowing our federal government to have its hand and foot and everything else involved in education. The federal government of this country should not be involved any way, shape, or form with educating our kids. And I've warned you about this, and I warned you, and I've warned you. And now you're starting to see. Now you are seeing what I've been talking about. Because what's going on in these colleges is a bunch of left-wing, radicalized, moonbat students who were radicalized by indoctrination from government schools. I promise you that so many of these kids, if they weren't this way by the time they got to college, they've been radicalized by the radical professors at college. And so many of these colleges are leaning so far to the left, and they're so progressive. They're full of Marxist views. They're full of authoritarian views. And they're breeding this stuff into your kids. I mean, folks, how else do you explain in this country, the greatest country on the planet, where you've got a group of students, and most of them, if you look, I mean, a whole lot of them are affluent students. They're from affluent families. And they're standing around. On one hand, they're screaming for you, the taxpayer, for you, Joe the plumber, and you, Mr. Delivery Guy and Mrs. Delivery Girl. These students are demanding on one side, they're demanding that you pay for their student loans. They're demanding that you relieve them of the stupid decision they made to go into mounds and mounds of debt for their transgender degree or their social study of the three-eyed buttless pig degree. These students, and many of them from affluent families, many of them are in these Ivy League schools because of legacy, and they're there demanding that you, poor schlep who didn't go to college because maybe you couldn't afford it, or maybe you decided to go the way of a trade school and make a good living for yourself. Maybe you started a business and you work 140 hours a week, but hey, you own your own business. Now they're coming after you to pay for their stupid decisions on getting under mounds of debt, of student debt. And then while they're demanding that you pay that, they're saying death to you. Death to you, America. Death to you, Jewish person. Just because you might be of the religion of Judaism, they want you dead. That's what's going on in our colleges in this country. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. You know, there's a lot of radio hosts that'll sugarcoat this, or they don't want to talk bluntly to you. But my listeners are awesome. You guys, most of you are just incredible, and you can take it. Now, my Democrat listeners, you guys are probably, you know, when you get your panties out of a wad or maybe unwad them and use them to wipe your tears, then you'll understand. Maybe you'll start to understand. Maybe you will start to understand because you've got to understand something. You've got to understand something. These radical student goons calling for death to Jewish people and death to America all over Ivy League college, not just regular college campuses, but Ivy League. That's supposed to be the creme of the creme. That is the elite of the elite. That is academia at its best. These are the people that are supposed to lead us into the future. These people aren't going to lead us to anywhere but destruction. And we better weed them out now while they're showing their true colors. That's the lesson to take from this. If you're a Fortune 500 company or a small business, you better be taking note of these moronic, goon, radical pinheads, because you don't want to hire these people. Listen, I tell you right now, if I were running a Fortune 500, or if I were hiring for my radio show, and folks, who knows down the road how many people I might have to hire for my radio show, but I'll tell you this, I won't hire anyone from an Ivy League school. I won't hire anyone from one of these Ivy League schools that have these radicalized students. I just won't do it, unless I've got somebody that comes in maybe that's so qualified and they can show me that they weren't part of that crap. But I would tell you right now, if you're a Fortune 500 company, look at what these Ivy League morons have done to businesses. Look, Bud Light's still struggling because of these elitist Ivy League hires and their DEI crap that they bring with them. If you're a Fortune 500 company, or you're just a small business or a medium size, whatever, low cap, whatever, you should start hiring from other schools other than the Ivy League. I'm telling you, you're going to be better off. There are smart kids out there. There are smart kids that go to community college. There are smart kids that go to state colleges. There are smart kids all over this country that can't afford to go to the Ivy Leagues, or they don't have the connection. They don't have the legacy connections or the political connections. But they're smart, and they're real world smart, because a lot of these kids in these lower level colleges, let's just call them lower level colleges. Folks, if you get a 4-year degree, no one can take that away from you. I don't care where you get it from. Any college is a good college if you put forth the effort. And there are a lot of students out there that are at community colleges and state colleges and these lesser of the name colleges that aren't Ivy League. And they're pretty smart. And many of them had to work their way through school. A lot of them were, you know what? They were either they were really smart, or their parents were really smart and didn't allow them to go into crazy debt to get some goofy degree. No, they're working their way through school. There are a lot of students that work during the day and go to school at night, or they go to school in the morning and they go to work at night. That's the people you want to hire. You want to hire the people who are down in the world grinding it out. Not these spoon-fed, elitist, legacy academic nimrods who have minds full of mush because of the indoctrination that they've been in since kindergarten. And now they're sitting there. And how many of these morons not just took out ridiculous loans, but how many of them have grants and taxpayer money that goes to these colleges to pay for these idiots to sit around there on their campus and tell their campus what they're going to do? They're telling the educators what they're going to do. They're out there sitting. They're supposed to be in class. You're supposed to be learning. You're supposed to be learning how to deal with the real world so you can get out and be a productive member of the real world. But what are they doing? They're sitting around blocking Jewish students from getting to their class and creating human chains to not allow Jewish students to get to their dorms, let alone class. You've got a bunch of whiny, indoctrinated moonbats who have radicalized themselves, or they've been radicalized to the point of, I don't know if they can come back from it. And now they're getting violent. They're getting violent. You had some bozo hit a girl in the face with a Palestinian flag the other day. This stuff is getting ridiculous. And these are American students or students that have come over here and they've gotten in these Ivy League schools, and they're screaming again, on the one hand, they're demanding that you, the taxpayer, pay for their stupid decisions on getting buried with school debt. They're demanding you pay for it, and then they're turning around saying death to you. Death to you. Because they're out there screaming death to America, and they're saying death to Jewish people. These radical students are so stupid that they're calling for genocide while telling you they're against genocide. You can't be against genocide and hold up your pretty little stupid signs and then at the same time call for the killing of an entire group of people or an entire state, which is the Jewish state, the Jewish country. But they're not just calling on the death to Israel. They're calling on death to Jews. There are American-born Jewish students at these schools that are being accosted. They're being threatened just because of their religion. Some of these kids have never even been to Israel. They're not any part of that. But just because they're Jewish, we've got a bunch of whiny, liberal, Democrat, Biden voter students who are calling for the death of their fellow student and calling for the death of their fellow Americans. I want you to think about this, folks. Again, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. But here's the thing I was talking about, which you've got to understand. You've got to understand these are radical, ridiculous, student goons calling for the death of Jewish people and calling for the death of America. They're calling for the death of you. These students are not MAGA. They're not Trump supporters. They're not going to go vote for their nearest Republican. They are Democrat voters. They were Democrat voters before they started this crap, and they're Democrat voters now that they've started this crap. I would venture to tell you that darn near 100% of these goofball, radicalized idiots who are calling for the death of Jewish people and calling for death to Americans, they are Democrat Biden voters. And if you're wondering why Joe Biden doesn't have the cojones to get out there and say something and put this to a stop, you know, he's the president of this country. As much as it's amazing to me that so many of you people out there have voted for a dementia patient to be your president, but this guy's president right now. Hopefully for only 100 and something odd more days. But Joe Biden is the president of this country, and he could get out there and tell these students, hey, stop being stupid. You don't understand what you're talking about. You have no clue what's going on in the Middle East. And you're not going to stand here under my watch and demand the death of a group of people. You won't call for genocide and then say you support me. But Joe Biden's not doing that. Why isn't Joe Biden doing that? I'll tell you why. Because Joe Biden wants their votes. It's not just that these people are Joe Biden voters. It's not just that these radical goofball moonbat idiot, useful idiots, I might add. No, it used to be that these students were useful idiots for the Democrats. Now, they are useful idiots for terrorist groups. The Hamases, the dumb Hamases over there in the Middle East. And along with the Houthis and along with Hezbollah and along with the Iranians, the mullahs, these are all terrorist groups. Al-Qaeda, ISIS, all of these terrorist groups are laughing right now at American students in this country who they would kill on the drop of a dime. Any of these radicalized goofballs who would have the cojones to leave this country and go put their money where their mouth is. Go over there and protest in Palestine. Go over there and do it. See how long you last. These terrorists that you so sympathize with, the terrorists that you say you stand with, will kill you in a nanosecond just because you're an American. And it doesn't matter what you tell them. And if you're part of the alphabet crowd, if you're part of the LGBTQ, carry the T and the Y, if you're part of the alphabet group, well, they won't just kill you to kill you. They'll throw you off a building and make sure that people understand why they killed you. That's the type of people that you say you stand with right now. The only beacon, the only resemblance of freedom of democracy in the Middle East is Israel. Israel. That's the only beacon of hope in that part. I shouldn't say beacon of hope because there are some other countries over there that have shown promise, especially when Trump was president. But really the only country over there that's not authoritarian, that's not under some Islamic state, that really does allow democracy, that country's Israel. Or Israel, however you want to say it. That's Israel. They are the bastion of democracy in the Middle East. So if you wanted to be gay and part of the alphabet soup gang, you could live in Israel. but you couldn't live just about anywhere else in the Middle East and not show it. You'd have to be in Israel. If you wanted to protest till the cows come home against a certain government, well, you'd have to live in Israel. You couldn't live in Palestine. You couldn't live in Lebanon. You couldn't live in Iran. You couldn't live in even Saudi and some of these places. If look at Afghanistan right now. Women have no rights there. So I see a whole lot of white women covering their faces and screaming and standing with Hamas right now on college campuses and in the streets of New York. Well, take your happy dumb, I'm going to be nice. Take your happy dumb butt and go do this in Palestine. Go over there to Iran. Go to these countries. Go to Afghanistan. See how long you can take it. See how long you like it. Because you'd have to go to Israel. If to do any of the crap you're doing here, you would have to go to Israel to do it. Because you couldn't do it in any of the surrounding countries. Now, that's going to blow the mind of some of these students if they're listening to me. And some of them, maybe they will get to hear me at some point. Maybe they will. Because a lot of you will take some of my videos and you'll post it and repost. And thank you. I thank you for it. And I encourage you. Probably this will be one of those shows where you need to send it to everybody you know so that this show can penetrate the useful idiots and the radicalized dumb masses over there and the dumb Hamases that are over there on these college campuses. They need to hear this. Because you couldn't do this, what you're doing today. You couldn't do it in the Middle East unless you were where? In the country of Israel. That's the only place you'd be able to do it and not be killed or thrown off a building. But you're too stupid to understand that probably. I'm just going to be blunt. These radicalized students that are calling for the death of Jewish people, calling for the death of America, and think they can tell their schools and run their schools. I mean, these people paid a tuition to go to school and now they're trying to run the asylum. I mean, this is insane. It really is. But these students are so radicalized that you can't really have a conversation with them. I saw a Jewish student confront one of them. They didn't even really confront. It was walking past one of these goofball terrorist supporters. And he just said, wait, what? What did you say? What? And this person said, oh, I am Hamas. Oh, we are Hamas. So this American student from, I think this was Columbia where this happened, college, an Ivy League college, told a fellow Jewish student that they were Hamas. Hamas is a terrorist group. Now, the FBI is running around investigating parents because they got involved in their local schools. A parent went to a PTA and raised an issue, and the FBI starts investigating them. Well, I'll tell you what, FBI, you've got students now in this country that are saying they stand with a terrorist group. Now, how many terror cells are in this country because of an open border? You want to investigate somebody? You don't need to be investigating the parent who went to the PTA. You need to be investigating the students who are out there, these Americans out there who are out there at these college, on these college campuses screaming that they stand would not just stand with Hamas, a terrorist group, that they are a terrorist group. They basically called themselves terrorists. And they're in this country. And we're paying for them to go to school. Yeah, I would say that we should probably start investigating some of these people. Who has ties to the sleeper cells that are in this country? We know there are sleeper cells in this country. There are terrorist sleeper cells in this country. Because of Joe Biden's and the Democrats' open borders. How long is it going to be? How long is it going to be before this really, really turns violent? How long is it going to be before they really start to try to massacre people in this country like they did on October 7th? You've got students on American universities that are calling for not 100 more, not thousands more, not 10,000 more. They're calling for hundreds of thousands of more days like October 7th. They're calling for the extermination of a group of people. We haven't seen this since the Holocaust. Are you understanding me here, folks? Now, who did Hitler sympathize with? Who did Hitler look to this country and say, ooh, I could get some good ideas from them? You want to know? You want to know? I don't know if he can handle it, but Hitler looked to the Democrat Party of this country to get little hints and say, hey, see what they're doing? See what they're doing? Yeah, look it up, folks. I don't care what you say about me. I don't care what you call me. You can look this stuff up. If you're brave, you'll do a DuckDuckGo search so that Google can't control what you're searching for. If you've got the courage to do some your own research and do some real good reading and get into the depths of what went on back in the Holocaust time, you're going to be amazed at the similarities that are coming out. But how crazy is it that Hitler looked to the Democrat Party in this country to sympathize with? How crazy is it that, folks, listen to me. Listen to me. Turn up your devices and listen to me. How crazy is it that not that long ago, you had a group of Democrat, I promise you they were Democrat voters, that blocked black students from going to college. But you know what President Eisenhower did? He basically deputized some law enforcement and sent them in to escort these black students so they could go to class. That's what Eisenhower did. Now, Biden clearly is no Eisenhower. But here's my point. Look at how many years ago. First, you had the Holocaust, where you had Hitler who sympathized with the Democrat Party of this country. Then you have black students who were blocked from going to class by, I'm sure, Democrat activists. And now, fast forward to 2024, and what did we see happening this weekend and happening all the way up until today? I mean, it's still going on as far as I know. But what do we see happening? Here we are in 2024. You've got another group of Democrat voters blocking Jewish students. How long before they come out, go after the black students again, or Hispanic students, or just anyone in general, or you know what's next? If they get away with what they're doing to the Jewish student, you know what's next? The Christian student. The Christian student's next. But here we are in 2024, and you've got Democrat voters. Democrat voters who are making human chains and blocking Jewish students from being able to get to their class and blocking Jewish students to be able to get to their dormitories. It is Democrats that have done this in history. It is Democrats that have done this throughout history. And it is Democrats that are doing this once again. And don't get mad at me for calling it out for what it is. These are Democrat voters. These are Democrat supporters. And don't you tell me that, oh, the Democrats, the White House put out a statement. You show me where Joe Biden is standing up to these people. You show me another Democrat. Listen, folks. They went around and confronted some Democrats. Some reporters went around and confronted Democrats, as they should be doing every second of every day, and asking them, what do you think about it? Do you condemn this? And not one of them could. Not one of them could. Now you think about that, folks. All right, we got to take a break. We will be right back. This is the On Point with Victor Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded Show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/AmericasWebRadio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@americaswebradio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the americasbroadcastnetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On Point with Victor show, and I am Victor Armendariz, the Mexican, not afraid to be Americano, not afraid to be American. Hey, so far my voice is holding up, so kudos to that. It must be the Mountain Dew. I should be sponsored by Mountain Dew. All right, folks, let me make another point here. You've got these idiots and these useful idiots running around calling themselves, I mean, now calling themselves terrorists and telling death to Jewish people and death to America. Another thing you need to understand. Why is it that when anybody's attacked Ukraine or the United States during 9/11 or Pearl Harbor, why is it that any other country pretty much that's attacked can respond and defend themselves without question? Why is that? But yet Israel, who was attacked, look, on October 7th, Israel didn't start anything. Hamas did. The Hamases, those idiots over there, those terrorist group, they started this. And Israel has every right to defend itself and to defend its people. And kudos to Israel for, you know, I used to hit Israel a lot because of their anti-gun stance. And now they're promoting gun ownership, because this October 7th would have gone a little different had homeowners had weapons in their house, but they didn't, and they got slaughtered. And Israel has every right to defend its land, every right to defend its people. Just as, let me remind you, let me give you pinhead students out there, and I'm talking about you pinheads that are standing with terrorists. I know a lot of my listeners do not stand with terrorists. A lot of my listeners believe in this great country, believe in freedom and liberty, and I'm not calling you names. I'm just calling the useful idiots on the college campuses of today. I'm calling them names, and I'm going to call them out. But let me remind you, Pearl Harbor was attacked. And we lost, 2,000 or something servicemen and women. And there were some innocents too. We responded by knocking the ever-living you-know-what out of Japan. I mean, not just once, but twice. And I will sit here and tell you today, if we had to go back, we'd do it again. And we should do it again. If we could go back in time, yes, we should. Lives were saved because of what we had to do to stop Imperial Japan. Now, Imperial Japan back there wasn't all nice and good like they are today. I mean, Japan's a pretty cool place today. But back then, they were pretty evil. And their mission was to kill Americans. They didn't care. They wanted to kill this country. They were imperialistic. And they came over, they had the brass to come over here and strike. Well, they got as close as they could. They made it to Pearl Harbor. And they struck. And they killed, I want to say about 2,000 or so people. Americans. And we responded by taking a newly developed weapon and shoving it so far up their derriere that we had, and this is how, And trust me, folks, I was in Japanese schools, martial arts schools for many years. And I know the tenacity of the Japanese mind. I know the tenacity of that culture. And back then when they were imperialistic, not even an atomic bomb stopped them. It wasn't until the second one. Now you get hit with two of those and it might wake you up, which it did. But my point here is that we were struck. And we responded, rightfully so. And we put an end to it so they could never do it again. 9/11 happened. We went after Al-Qaeda and we crushed them so they couldn't do it again. You had ISIS striking people all over the place. And then Donald Trump came into office and said, not anymore. And crushed ISIS so they couldn't do it again. ISIS was trying to kill Americans all over the place. You had that... Soleimani, that Iranian pinhead general who was killing American soldiers, and Donald Trump said no more, and he cut loose our military, unbelievable military men and women, and we crushed Soleimani, we crushed ISIS, we crushed Al-Qaeda. We did that because they attacked us. And look at Ukraine. All of you people out there want to take all the money, apparently, that we can print and send it to Ukraine so they can defend themselves. Now, I am all for, and I'm going to get to this later. We do need to help Ukraine. I'm not against helping Ukraine. I have a problem with the way we're doing it and the way we're putting somebody else's border ahead of ours. We shouldn't be doing that. But in the end game, helping Ukraine is not a bad thing. But so many of you are okay with spending gobs and gobs and gobs of money to Ukraine to defend, for them to defend themselves, but you don't want Israel to defend themselves? I mean, the double standard here is unbelievable. So again, I tell you, think about history. The United States was attacked at Pearl Harbor and we struck back and we made sure they couldn't do it again. When we were struck by Al-Qaeda, we struck back and we made sure they couldn't do it again. When ISIS went around killing servicemen, we struck back and made sure they couldn't do it again. When Soleimani stuck his head up and was prancing around Iran with talking about all the Americans that he killed, we put an end to him so he couldn't do it again. And Israel was attacked on October 7th, the worst attack they've faced since the Holocaust. You got Israel's about the size of New Jersey. You look at the amount of population compared to other countries, it's Israel's small. But yet over 1,000 of their citizens were massacred on October 7th. Innocent, not their military, innocent people were massacred. That's a big part of their, I mean, that's a pretty big percentage when you look at the population total. There is no way. I got it. Think about this. What if my fellow countrymen in Mexico, what if they elected the cartels to run that government in Mexico? Okay? Follow me on this. I know what I'm talking about. What if Mexico, my fellow countrymen, what if they, the people there, because the people there are pretty stupid sometimes and they keep electing these socialists. So what if they took the next step and they elected the cartels? They elected some cartel to run the government. Okay? Let's say they did that. And then this cartel started pushing all their Marxism and socialism and communism all over Mexico. And then they said, you know what? We got to teach these Americans a lesson. And let's say they cross the border of Texas and they go to Texas State or Texas A&M. They probably don't want to go to A&M. A&M would probably kick their, you know. But let's just say they went to some college. They crossed into Texas. They went to a college and let's say they kidnapped a whole bunch of students, American students, and took them under the tunnels and into Mexico and hid them and then abused them and then killed them. What do you think we would do as a country? What do you think we should do as a country? I tell you right now, even with the current dementia patient, we'd probably have a pretty swift response. The cartels would pay a hefty price. Now, with a dementia patient, would they pay the ultimate price? Probably not. But with Donald Trump, let's say they did this and Donald Trump was elected. Do you think Donald Trump would, or the Republicans would hesitate to absolutely crush? Let me tell you, there would probably be some type of radioactive glowing around. You'd probably be able to pick out the cartels because they'd probably be glowing by the time we were through with them. That's what this country would do if the Mexican people were dumb enough to elect the cartels to run that country, and then they go across the border into Texas, kidnap a bunch of college students or just innocent people and take them back, put them in tunnels, kill them, abuse them. We would retaliate and absolutely, and like I said, you'd be able to see where the cartel was because it'd probably be glowing. We'd smack them down so fast. Well, that's basically what happened in Israel. The Palestinian people, as dumb as they are, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to sugarcoat this, they elected the Hamas government. They elected the idiot Hamases to run Palestine into the ground, which they did. And then Hamases decided that, you know what? United States has an idiot for the president, a dementia patient running the country. Iran is emboldened. The United States, the Democrat Party, has made Iran rich again. They're busy sending all their money to Ukraine. They're too busy trying to take out Russia. They're too busy playing footsies with China. So what did the Hamases decide? Well, we're going to go in and we're going to kill as many Jewish people as we can. And that's what they did on October 7th. The Palestinian people elected the Hamas terrorist government. That would be the equivalent of Mexico electing the cartels. That would be the equivalent of Mexico hiring the cartels. And then the cartels going over the border into Texas, kidnapping a bunch of people, taking them back. What do you think we would do? We would crush them and we would end them. Israel was attacked by a group of people that was elected by the Palestinian people. And they didn't, these Hamases went into Israel neighborhoods and targeted babies and children and mothers and fathers and killed them. They made kids watch the death of their parents. They made parents watch the death of their kids. They beheaded babies. They beheaded children. They put live babies in ovens. I am not sugarcoating this because some of you clearly don't understand what happened on October 7th. This happened to Israeli people, innocent people. There were Arabs that were killed in Israel. You know why? Because the Hamas has said, well, just because you're Arab doesn't mean we're not going to kill you. You're in Israel. You're here with the Jews. We're going to kill you. That's what the Hamases did. That's what they did. And you think you should constrain the response of Israel? And let me tell you something else about Israel. Let me tell you something else. Now, luckily, technology has made huge advancements. Weaponry has made huge advancements. Israel is, there is no country on the planet that has been able to go attack their enemy and yet save as many civilians as possible. I don't care what the lying Hamases are telling you. I don't care what AOC and her ridiculous radical views, I don't care what she's telling you. I don't care what Biden's telling you. I don't care what the Democrats are telling you. You can go find out the facts for yourself. Right now, the kill ratio of innocent to combatant is 2-1. That's unheard of. That's what Israel is able to do. Israel is taking the most precaution to save the most innocents and keep them out of harm's way while going after the people who killed so many of their people. Babies, children, parents, grandmothers, slaughtered indiscriminately and tortured. Women had their hips broken from the violent raping that was going on. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? That's what happened to the innocent Israeli people. And you think they should be restrained? You think they should be restrained? No. No. Israel needs to go pound the crap out of these Hamases, just like we took it to Japan, or when we took it to Al-Qaeda, and how we took it to ISIS. That's what Israel needs to do. And Joe Biden, that dementia patient fool, and the Democrat Party, they need to shut up and get out of the way. If you're not going to help, shut up and get out of the way. But again, no country on the planet or in the history of this world has taken the precaution to save civilians like Israel's doing. You got to understand, these terrorist groups, the Hamases, are over there using innocents as human shields. They are purposely trying to put humans in harm's way, and yet Israel still only has a 2-1 kill rate ratio. Listen, if you look at history, it's normally five civilians to one combatant die. You kill one combatant, you're killing five civilians. That's what it's been throughout history. You can look this stuff up. But right now, Israel, for every combatant, for every dumb Hamases that they kill, there might be two civilians that they get killed. That's an amazing ratio. Now look, we hope, we pray, we wish that no civilian would lose their life. But in the ugly business of war, that doesn't happen. And your Democrat Party loves war. So if you want to talk about stopping wars, then go talk to the Democrat Party. Go talk to some of the politicians, some Republicans too. Go talk to them about what are they doing to end this war instead of just continue to fund it. Now, don't mishear me. I'm telling you, we need to help Ukraine. We do. Russia is no friend of ours. Putin is not a good guy. And Putin doesn't have, listen, Putin's using Chinese military. He's using his own, weapons. He's using his weapons. He's using Iranian weapons, and they suck. We're seeing how bad they suck. We're giving Ukraine our old ammunition. We're giving them our old stockpiles, and our old munitions is kicking the you-know-what out of Russians' munitions. Our old munitions is kicking the crap out of Chinese and Iranian munitions, weapons. You got to understand what's going on here. But I will, like I said, I don't like the way these wars are being funded, because it's at the expense of the American people. We're not taking care of the American people, and we should be doing that first, or at least at the same time. At least at the same time. But we also need the Republicans to come out, and instead of fighting with each other, they need to be doing a better job of explaining why are we helping? We're not depleting our stuff, and you'll hear stories about that. But we are sending them our old stuff. We're not sending them our newest, greatest stuff. We're sending them our oldest stuff. But I don't hear one politician out there explaining this. And shame on the Republicans. You need to explain this. Look, I know Marjorie Taylor Greene's out there, and she's, listen, what you've got to understand about Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's an elected official. You need to respect her. She's an elected official, and she has, she's up in North Georgia, and she's got a lot of people that support her. They're voters. That's what matters in this country. We the people. We matter. We're the voters. And she's got a ton of voters that put her into office. She represents these people in Georgia. Now, you may disagree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. I disagree with some of her tactics. But you need to respect her. She's being a voice for the people that elected her. Now, I think she's misguided sometimes. Like right now, she should not be fighting with Johnson. They need to come together, because we have the Democrats on the run. We have the Democrats on the run. Donald Trump is on the precipice from coming back into office. And Donald Trump, with Republican leadership, can really turn this country around. We can stop the wars. We can fire up this country. We can secure the border. But it's not going to happen if the Republicans continue to fight with each other. Now, I support Marjorie Taylor Greene. I support the conservative wing. But you'll notice the conservatives are really working with Johnson. It's Marjorie Taylor Greene and a couple of others that have got their panties in a wad. And again, she has good points, and she should be listened to. But they really need it. Marjorie Taylor Greene needs to come together and look at the perspective, and things need to be on a timeline. We need to win right now. We need to win. Look, 2025 will be the time to hold the Republicans' feet to the fire, because they're going to be in power. I think you're going to have the White House, you're going to have the House, you're going to have the Senate. That's the time to battle, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Right now is not the time to battle, because you haven't won squat yet. So, again, I support Marjorie Taylor Greene. I know she represents a lot of people. I'm not going to not respect her because she was duly elected. I'm not going to act like a Democrat. And so many of you establishment Republicans need to stop acting like Democrats. I've told you this before. Stop acting like Democrats. We don't need to act like Democrats. I don't care if you're an establishment Republican, you're a conservative, you're a Trump Republican, whatever you are, libertarian, independent, you don't need to act like Democrats. And right now we need to come together. So I got on that topic before I even meant to. But you see my point. You see my point. We need to win before we can really fight with each other. So my message to Marjorie Taylor Greene is, hey, keep your passion. Keep that passion. Because right now it looks like you're just trying to raise money off of of fighting with Johnson and fighting with Republicans. And look, I get it. I understand. But I want to believe that it's your passion for the people that's driving you. And if that's the case, then you need to set this Johnson battle aside. You need to help Republicans win. The Republicans need to win. Donald Trump needs to win. And then in 2025, if the Republicans try to continue with the ridiculous spending, then you get in their face. I'll be right there. I will stand with you, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I will stand with you in 2025 to stop Republican spending if they try to spend. If they don't want to cut like we need to cut. But right now is not that time. We haven't won squat yet. And we're losing the freaking House because of establishment Republicans trying to give it to the Democrats. So let's come together and let's win. Donald Trump can win this. Donald Trump, listen, a lot of you are asking me about the court case in New York. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump is going to be convicted. I mean, get used to it. He's going to be convicted. He's going to be convicted in every one of these cases. Maybe not the one in Florida. Maybe not the one in Georgia. Because that lady clearly is doing this for politics, and that's easy to see. But this case in New York, it's got a jury trial, and it's a New York jury. New York, the people of New York, 80-something percent voted for the dementia patient. They're not going to be kind to Donald Trump. This case holds no water. There is no crime. There is no victim. What they're doing to Donald Trump is the authoritarian Democrats trying to take out their opponent because they don't want to leave it up to the American people because they're afraid we, the people, won't do what the Democrats want us to do because we're going to elect Donald Trump. But they don't want you to have that chance. So they're trying to end this guy by bankrupting him. They would love to put him in jail, but I don't see that happening. But they're going to convict him because they're hoping that that'll change. They hope that you won't support, that we won't support Trump if he's convicted. Listen, if they convict him, I think he wins in a bigger landslide. But I want my listeners to be prepared. I want you to be prepared because the chances that this jury in New York is going to convict him is about 100%. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not being pessimistic. But this jury pool of Manhattan, listen, they didn't go outside of Manhattan to get any jurors. They didn't go to Harlem where they love Trump. They didn't go to the Bronx where the Hispanic people are cheering for Trump. No, they got these, and I guess they had to get them from Manhattan because I think that's where the case is. But these are Trump-hating people. Make no mistake. And maybe one of these jurors, maybe one, will have some integrity. Maybe one juror will sit back and go, gosh, my conscience has to rule the day. And they'll understand and they'll see through this case because this case shouldn't even be there. This, at best, what Donald Trump did was make an accounting error, which is a misdemeanor, which is already past the statute of limitations. But the Democrats brought this, were able to bring this back by saying there was a federal law, which he can't even name, that was broken. There is no case here. All they wanted to do was get it to a jury because they know a New York Manhattan jury is 99.999999% going to convict Donald Trump. So prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. Donald Trump is going to be convicted, and wrongfully so. He will wrongfully so. And I would listen. This case is so bad that it will be overturned. The appellate courts will overturn it, but the problem is they won't be able to do that until after the election. This is all the Democrat Party. For you people out there who say you believe in democracy, democracy is on the ballot. No. By trying to remove your opponent, by trying to remove Donald Trump from the ballot and remove him from being able to run, by not allowing the American people to choose and make up their own minds, that's not democracy. You, the Democrat Party, you are getting in the way of democracy. It is the authoritarian Democrat Party that is destroying this country little by little by little. And if we allow, look, I don't care if you don't like Donald Trump. You should vote for him to save the country. Yeah, I said it. You should vote for Donald Trump to save this country. Because today, they're going after Trump, the guy you don't like. Today, they're setting a bad precedent by going after a guy you don't like. Well, what happens when the Republicans get control and they go after somebody you do like? What happens? Because let me tell you something, folks. We aren't to the point of one party rules yet. We aren't there yet. And with Hispanics moving to the Trump and black voters moving to Trump, the Democrats are losing their stronghold. So the Republicans, they're going to come back to power one of these days. And I'm telling you right now, folks, you cannot argue with me here. I'm right. I'm not angry. I'm just right. What you are doing today, what the Democrat Party is doing today, setting this awful precedent and going after their political opponent like an authoritarian wannabe, they're going after the guy that today you don't like. But what's going to happen? when they go after somebody you do like. What's going to happen? You're going to be all up in arms, screaming to the top and doing who knows what. But you're not going to be able to do anything about it because your party, your radical, progressive, moronic, Democrat, authoritarian, wannabe party is the party that's setting this bad precedent. So you can't complain when the power changes, when that pendulum swings, and then somebody's doing this to somebody that you like and that you support. You're not going to like it. You're not going to like it. It's putting this country on a really bad trajectory. And so I say again, if you want to save this country, you better vote for Donald Trump. And if you're a Democrat out there and you're still thinking about voting for the dementia patient, ask yourself this. How can you support a party that can't stand up against anti-Semitism? You have a dementia patient, Joe Biden, and a Democrat party, AOC, and the rest of her cohorts. You've got a Democrat party that's actively campaigning to anti-Semites. They want the anti-Semite vote. They're not, look, this isn't a case where you're like, oh gosh, this group of people over here are bad. I hate that they support me. I don't want their vote. Joe Biden cannot come out and say he doesn't want the vote of the anti-Semite. He can't say that. Why? Because he wants the vote of the anti-Semite. Your Democrat party of today wants the Jew haters to vote for them. They want America haters to vote for them. Your Democrat party of today does not put this country first. Your Democrat party of today is actively campaigning and hoping and wishing and praying for the vote of anti-Semites and anti-Americans. How does that make you feel? Does that make you feel like a good little Democrat? Or are you waking up yet? Are you gonna wake up? Are you going to wake up and help save this country? Look, Donald Trump can only be president for 4 years. Only 4 years, and then he'll be gone. So, the choice is yours. The choice is yours. Stand with anti-Semites and anti-Americans, or stand with freedom and liberty and help save this country. All right, folks, stay tuned. Locked and Loaded is up next with Roger B. I'll talk to you later.
Don't lay down when it comes time to vote.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.